We are looking at who Jesus is. I was reading before I came behind this mic out of Revelation chapter 19, and I just want to encourage you to read it, starting with verse number 11 through verse number 19. Oh, wow. I tell you, my friend, God is so powerful. Jesus is Lord and He is King. We were looking at Him as Good Shepherd yesterday, but He is also the Captain of the Lord's host. We see this in Joshua chapter 5 verse 13 through Joshua 6 and verse number 7. We also see Him as Captain of the Lord's host in Exodus chapter 3 verses 1 through 22 and in the book of Revelation. He is the Captain of our salvation. John 14 and 6, He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except through Jesus Christ. We also see that Jesus was a carpenter growing up. Joseph, the man who was appointed by God to be His earthly father. Now, we know that God was His heavenly father and He was born of a virgin, but Joseph was His legal father here on earth, and he was a carpenter. And we see as carpenter's son, he was the firstborn, and as the firstborn of every Jewish family, he was circumcised, he was sanctified, he was taught in the law, he was taught a trade. And so he was 100% man as well as the Son of God. He came as a man, and Jesus would refer to Himself as the Son of Man. Not only was He a carpenter, the Captain of salvation, the Captain of the Lord's host, and not only was He a good shepherd, but He is the chief shepherd. Let's look at Psalm chapter 80 and verse number 1. It says, it's a psalm of Asaph. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, that thou leadest Joseph like a flock. Thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth. He is the shepherd of Israel. He is the chief shepherd, and He is the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd. And in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 25, it says He is the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. In Psalm chapter 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In other words, if you are a sheep in His pasture, if you are born again, cleansed by the blood of Jesus, know Him as Savior and Lord and Master, my friend. The Bible says if you follow Him, you will have no lack. That is a promise we can stand upon today. Tomorrow, we're going to look at Him as the great physician. And if you need healing or know someone that needs healing, ask them, invite them to tune in to He's Alive Radio and The Winning Life. I believe God has a word for them. In fact, the next 2 days, we will look at Jesus as the great physician. I want to ask you to stand with He's Alive Radio. Our coaching CD for this month is with Tim Polis. He is a pastor, but he is also a coach as well, a life coach. And he will instruct you on how you can have the secrets to lasting success. It is yours when you stand with us with a gift of $15 or more. Write to us today. I need to hear from you. I'll look forward to hearing from you. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net. Have a Jesus-filled day.